Since its humble beginnings in 1999, the Georgian Triangle Humane Society, GTHS, has evolved from a grassroots group of caring volunteers into a multifaceted leader in animal welfare, providing compassionate care, critical services, and education to the South Georgian Bay community. A legacy of growth and milestones. Kristen Holmes, Marketing and Public Relations Manager at the GTHS, described how a small, dedicated volunteer effort blossomed into a cornerstone of the region's animal care network. Over the past 25 years, the GTHS has grown from a grassroots organization into a multifaceted animal welfare leader in South Georgian Bay, she said. From its earliest days, when volunteers opened their homes to foster animals in need, the GTHS has steadily expanded both its facilities and its impact. Major milestones include the construction of a permanent animal center, the establishment of the Justin and Eileen Cork Animal Shelter in 2012, the launch of programs such as the Pet Pantry for Community Outreach, and the opening of a fully accredited companion animal hospital in 2019. Today, the GTHS supports more than 4,000 pets and people annually and has provided care to over 50,000 pets and families since its inception. None of these achievements would be possible without the dedicated volunteers and staff who form the backbone of the GTHS. More than 360 active volunteers and 30 staff members are involved in everything from direct animal care to organizing community events. For anyone looking to get involved beyond financial support, there are ample opportunities to volunteer, foster, and assist at the GTHS thrift store, Treasure Tales, located in downtown Collingwood. A vital resource for pets and people. Located in a region lacking widespread accessible spay, neuter, and animal wellness services, the GTHS has become a critical lifeline. We're one of the only accessible spay, neuter animal hospitals serving Simcoe County, Gray, and Bruce, Holmes explained. We ensure that subsidized services remain available for eligible pet families, providing a vital resource for those facing financial barriers. Alongside its healthcare offerings, the GTHS provides temporary refuge for pets in crisis, outreach programs promoting responsible pet ownership, and a robust foster system that places over 1,000 pets in temporary homes each year. Challenging misconceptions about adoption. As the GTHS continues to guide people through the process of welcoming a pet into their lives, Holmes addressed common misconceptions that can deter potential adopters. Contrary to belief, one does not need a large home or a yard to be considered a suitable adopter. We use an adopter's welcome model, she said, a non-judgmental, conversational approach that focuses on making the best match between people and pets. Another misperception involves the number of animals listed online. Prospective adopters might see only a few pets available and assume the GTHS isn't busy or is overly restrictive. In reality, the organization often pauses intakes due to capacity challenges. Many more animals are in foster care, emergency board, or waiting for our call to be surrendered. Space is limited, and thorough medical and behavioral assessments are needed before making an animal available, Holmes emphasized. The number of adoptable animals you see online is just a snapshot of those ready to find homes. Celebrating 25 Days of Giving. To commemorate its 25th anniversary, the GTHS has launched the 25 Days of Giving holiday campaign, an initiative that highlights the countless success stories achieved with the community's support. Through personal narratives and uplifting testimonials, the GTHS encourages donations, fostering, volunteering, and social sharing to honor the past while empowering the future. Among the featured stories is Buford, a pet who arrived at the GTHS with a persistent shoulder wound that resisted healing. Thanks to donor support, the organization's veterinary team, and dedicated volunteers, Buford received life-saving surgery and constant care. Today, he is thriving, a testament to the GTHS's unwavering commitment. Buford's story shows how every contribution truly changes lives, Holmes said. You can give the gift of a second chance today. Looking back, moving forward, reflecting on the last quarter century, Holmes noted that the GTHS's impact extends far beyond individual animals. By reuniting lost pets with their families, providing essential spay, neuter services to curb overpopulation, and offering outreach programs that help keep beloved pets in their homes, the GTHS has become integral to the social fabric of the area. Looking ahead, the organization has ambitious plans. In the next 5 years, the GTHS aims to complete the Regional Center for Pets and People, an expanded facility that will offer a larger hospital, community spaces, and enhanced programs to meet the evolving needs of the region. Youth education remains a priority, as the GTHS fosters empathy and compassion among over 4,000 young people each year, shaping future generations of animal advocates. The human-animal bonds helps shape young minds towards a service-to-others model versus service-to-self. Programs that promote compassion and empathy for animals foster a more caring community of residents now and in the future. The unwavering support of our community, Holmes said, fuels our continued growth and innovation, ensuring every pet receives the care and compassion they deserve. From its modest beginnings to its current role as a vital regional resource, the Georgian Triangle Humane Society's journey over the last 25 years is a testament to what can be achieved when compassion, commitment, and community come together. This holiday season, the Georgian Triangle Humane Society welcomes the community's support to sustain and grow its vital programs. Consider making a monetary donation at GTHS or in person at the Animal Center. Additionally, there is an urgent need for dog kibble donations to help stock the pet pantry shelves, ensuring that pets and their families in need continue receiving essential support.